You may have seen someone firing one up in a restaurant where you thought smoking was banned. Or maybe you tried to kick a cigarette habit by using one, an electronic cigarette. These are the battery-powered inhalers that are loaded with a replaceable or refillable cartridge of liquid juice that contains nicotine, solvents, and flavors. Puffing on an e-cig is called vaping, and there is little doubt vaping is here to stay. E-cig sales are still a fraction of the tobacco cigarette market, but e-cig sales are booming as tobacco cigarette sales continue to decline. Right now, there's no regulation on e-cigs, and in Michigan, there's nothing to keep them from being sold to minors, and that has ignited debate in Lansing. Associated Press reporter Emma Fidel has been looking into Michigan's efforts to keep those e-cigs out of the hands of kids under age 18. Welcome to the program, Emma.
Thank you for having me.
So what do we know so far, if anything, about the health risks of vaping?
Well, we're still only a few years into the popularity of vaping. So there have been multiple studies done, but there isn't really a consensus yet about what the effects are in the short term and especially in the long term. It's kind of, you know, early enough in the e-cigarette game that the scientific community hasn't decided yet how bad these can be for you.
And early enough in the vaping game that we don't have any regulations from the Food and Drug Administration.
Right. So one of the big debates going on is how these should be regulated and who should regulate them. Because there's no regulation, it's hard to know exactly what's in them. You know, there are hundreds of different types of e-cigarettes out there, and while most of them contain some similar chemicals, it's hard to know exactly what's in each one.
And we know that 27 states have banned the sale of e-cigs to minors because we're certainly seeing middle and high school students' use of e-cigs. We saw more than doubled from 2011 to 2012. So the kids are on to it. But so what's happening in Lansing to regulate the sale?
Well, right now there's some disagreement in Lansing over how to regulate them. Everybody pretty much is on the same page about wanting to keep them out of the hands of kids. That's a priority.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a question of how to characterize e-cigarettes in the process of doing that. So there are a few bills that have passed the Senate so far in Lansing that would make it illegal to sell e-cigarettes to kids and would also make it illegal for kids to possess e-cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Now, those are supported by the tobacco industry and opposed by Governor Snyder's administration and some of the health groups that say the problem with that legislation, while the intention might be good, they argue that legislation sets e-cigarettes apart from regular tobacco, essentially giving it a special status. So their concern is that down the line, e-cigarette manufacturers could, you know, avoid future regulation because they've been put into a separate category.
And your story for the Associated Press notes that e-cigarettes are often produced by the very same parent companies as traditional tobacco cigarettes.
That's right. In the past couple of years, the parent companies of, say, Philip Morris, Lorillard, they're producing e-cigarettes too. So the opponents of e-cigarettes, or I should say the health groups, they definitely bring that up often, is that there's kind of this conflict of interest involved.
And knowing that they're selling flavors like, oh, I don't know, pina colada, cherry crush, bubblegum, vivid vanilla, who are these really being marketed to?
Yeah, and that's something that the health groups bring up a lot as well. You know, you're starting to see advertisements for e-cigarettes more and more frequently. They're coming into pop culture as kind of a cool new thing. Just this season on House of Cards, there was an e-cigarette prominently featured. It's the question that health groups are asking is whether tobacco companies are being, you know, are following regulations that exist for regular cigarettes about marketing and selling to minors. And the health groups say that they are not doing that currently, and they're trying to avoid that.
And the health groups are worried that the e-cigs are really more of a gateway to nicotine use than a safer way for smokers to get their fix.
Right. That's one argument, too. It hasn't really been proven yet whether or not these can actually help people quit. Health groups say that, you know, why would you promote an unknown when you know that nicotine patches, for example, you know the success rate of those, you know, the side effect or whatever else. But the question about whether or not these could appeal to non-smokers because they are safer, you know, that's another question they raise, is people believe e-cigarettes to be safer. And let's face it, there are fewer chemicals and then there's no tar. But it's a question of could this hook people on nicotine who otherwise wouldn't be hooked.
I'm talking to Associated Press reporter Emma Fidel, who's been looking into Michigan's efforts to keep e-cigs out of the hands of minors, so for kids under age 18. And Senate Bills 667 and 668 would do that. They would regulate the sale of e-cigs, ban the sale of e-cigs to minors. Yet Governor Snyder and several big health groups oppose these bills. And then from the House, we have House Bill 5393, which does have the support of groups like the American Cancer Society and the American Lung Association. How does it differ, Emma, from the two Senate bills?
So the House bill would define e-cigarettes as a tobacco product. They right now in the Senate bills would not be defined that way. It would refer to them as a separate entity, whereas in the House bill, e-cigarettes would fall under the same umbrella as traditional cigarettes, so that down the line, they could be taxed and regulated in a similar way as well.
So what should we watch for?
Well, both sets of legislation are in the House committee right now, and we're looking to see what the committee will do with them and whether or not Representative Haynes and the administration can kind of gin up support for their alternative to the very popular Senate bills.
Associated Press reporter Emma Fidel filling us in on what's happening in Lansing to keep e-cigarettes out of the hands of minors. Emma, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.